The job cuts will occur in four categories: workers who are immediately laid off, workers who are furloughed, workers who volunteer for furlough, and workers whose hours are cut in half. It's a decision Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation CEO and President Dan Winkleman never wanted to make.
I can feel the pain that people are going to be and empathize with them that they're going to be experiencing.
Employees placed on furlough will retain their health care benefits, and YKHC will continue paying into their premiums. Winkleman said continuing health insurance coverage for furloughed employees was a top priority for him and the YKHC board. The furloughs will last 4 weeks. If revenue increases over that time, furloughed employees could be brought back to work. If not, more layoffs will occur. Winkleman says the job losses are too large to provide workers with severance pay, but employees who resign or are laid off can cash out their unused paid time off. YKHC is encouraging furloughed and laid-off employees to apply for unemployment benefits and is emailing them information on how to access those resources.
I want our workers and I want the region to know that YKHC will be advocating for the congressional delegation to extend unemployment insurance benefits for the entire duration of this COVID-19 epidemic.
Winkleman says the YKHC employees temporarily or permanently losing their jobs will mainly be non-healthcare providers.
We're going to safeguard all of our providers that provide direct patient care. The main reason is if we see a COVID surge of patients here in the YK Delta, we need to secure our staff.
YKHC's revenue losses began in late March. Winkleman says the health corporation began seeing a decline in patients immediately after the Dunleavy administration issued restrictions on non-essential travel and elective procedures. More than half of YKHC's revenue comes from Medicaid, and the state canceled most Medicaid travel from villages. Currently, patient visits at the Bethel Hospital are down 50%. At the village clinics, they're down by 20%. YKHC has expanded telehealth, but that service is not able to close the gap. Overall, YKHC is losing $5 to $8 million a month, and the funding YKHC received from the CARES Act cannot cover its losses. That money, totaling $15 million, is reserved for coronavirus response, and so far, YKHC has spent less than a quarter of it. Winkleman says YKHC has applied for other funding, but the most recent congressional allocations are for hospitals hit hard by COVID-19 cases, which thankfully YKHC is not. Change could also be on the horizon. New health mandates are allowing YKHC to begin reopening its dental clinic for oral exams and cleanings. It'll also reopen optometry and physical therapy in the coming days. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.